Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase, artist, and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak. I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Thank you for listening once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 8, and that M period, A period, N period, music, activism, news, abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, and news. Now, for those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. If you have any music or commercials, you can send them MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. Hey, you can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. You can check out the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. Now, I'm going to at least give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, I need to give you, at least before the top 10 list, I'd like to let you know Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And they did cover, live as it happened yesterday, the concert that was held by Major Taps and Almighty FX. Get to that in just a moment. YouTube pages, we'll get into some of those in a little while, but you can hit up the Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1, that's numeral 1, Alfred Porter Jr. 1, or Hip Hop Workshop 2, Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley JR period, Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook HH Workshop Records or Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. That www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. And The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, where our guest tomorrow will be Lavelle Thomas, right before the 6 p.m. Queens Court. Now, I get to have some fun right now because I need to give you all a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region. Starting with number 10. Number 10 is Sir Knock. Number 9, Sheriff Kilroy. BTA, 71 North, Big Moochie, video remix. It had 763 views, and YouTube banned it. Sheriff Kilroy is not a gangster rapper or militia member. They still banned the video. Anyway, number 8, move it up. Cash Catic, that's K-A-$HKATIC, was at Palmer's Queen City for a concert and video filming. Number 7, debuting, video shoot yesterday at Andrea's Decker and TD Wine Lounge in East Cleveland for Rocky P. for Shilzy and Scratch Paper Productions, Draped. Number 6, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. period. 2 new videos, Black House Sound with Emax, the Image 3342 Music collaboration, and the Joseph Motley Jr. solo, Can't Let This Cruel World Test You. And also the Joseph P. Motley Jr. YouTube page. It has How Does It Feel to Be Real, 400 plus views, Nelson Mandela, 500 plus views, and they helped two other events chart in our top 10. So, going to number 5, moving up, Major Taps and Almighty Effects, Black Man Army, Black on Black Crime Inc. fundraiser at the Dialogue Center with DJ Dizzy, Cash Bag, WAP from Atlanta, Sheriff Kilroy. Special guest was Black House Sounds. Man, how you getting on all these different things? Number 4, debuting, Women Empowering Women. That was held yesterday at 3376 East 55th with candidates and office holders. Number 3, debuting, Red Carpet Movie Premiere. That happened on Saturday for the film Time Matters. And that was No Static Radio Red Carpet event. Number 2, moving up, Facebook, A Voice of a New Generation at Truth on Southgate, where Black BWE Entertainment LLC, Black Women of Excellence, BWE Entertainment LLC, enshrined Larry H. Gardner and Al Porter on the Wall of Excellence, Black Talk Table Live with council candidates Tawayne McGee for Ward 12 and Dantes Taylor for Ward 4, congressional candidate Laverne Gore, District 11, Maple Heights Councilman Stafford L. Shenett, and hot performers. Also in attendance, I saw people like the Young Leaders and Reezy who were there as well. Number 1, moving up, National Action Network Black History Month celebration. It was an excellent event that was held at United Temple Church, the Tabernacle, which is like 14284 Superior Road, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Let me tell you something. Some of the people who were there, it wasn't no joke. You had Elder Deborah Jones, Bishop Philip K. Jones Sr., Dr. Marcia McCoy, Elder Jacqueline Goodrum, Sheila Nelson did a poem, East Cleveland City Councilman at Large, Nathaniel Martin, Minister Cheryl McKnight, who did a short talk. Tasha Jack did a solo praise dance for Miss Jamil Holmes. Also, you had a music selection from Minister Gwendolyn Pitts, Deputy Ward Leader, Cleveland Ward 7, Mike Seals, a short talk from Dr. Nicole Culver. Black House Sounds did two music selections. What Is in Our DNA was delivered by Ernest Harris. Poem We Are Them from Elder Jacqueline Goodrum. She's also on radio, of course, for voiceofradio.com. Keynote speaker, Andre Washington. And so it was a very, very well-done event. I'm very, very thankful for the way that event happened. As a matter of fact, just thankful. As I get things together, I just want to say that I appreciate you all very much for at least participating in this program. Some serious things happened. We lost some powerful people the past week. We did. I have to at least give credit where credit is due, because our brother in all of this, legendary DJ Joe Boom. That's all I can say. DJ Joe Boom. He was the DJ who helped with the foundation and had the place that we call the Boom Boom Room on 131st and Miles, Spitboxers Freestyle Exam University. Boom, hit in there, started taking off the whole framework. A lot of rap battles, other shows and things like that happened. They had the homegoing service for legendary DJ Joe Boom. Also, sad news, definitely, as a definite family member, Cousin James Burke, that brother passed away. He'll be missed, from the legendary singing group, the Five Stair Steps. As we, you know, have to pay attention to those people that we lost, and also Ismail Abdullah Mustafa, 810-1945-213-2021. That brother did so much. The one thing about him was Ismail Bobby Dukes Mustafa, who went on to heaven. He was a great recording artist, musician, writer, arranger, producer, director, and a fantastic entertainer who wrote hits for the OJs, Sly, Slick, and Wicked, and many, many more. He recorded a number of songs on himself as well that was released by record companies, and one of the greatest entertainers. So we wanted to bring back that announcement as well. My thing is just being able to let people know some of what happened. Mark Anthony Morales, February 19th, 1968 to February 18th, 2021, better known by the stage name Prince Marky D, who was an American rapper, songwriter, producer, and radio personality. Morales was a member of the Fat Boys, a pioneering rap group that gained fame during the 1980s. Morales was the vice president of Uncle Louie Music Group. So it was the fact that they did 7 full-length albums, and of those albums, 3 attained gold certification and 1 crushing. From 1987, reached platinum. Their hit song from that album, which featured the Beach Boys' Wipeout, peaked to number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. They also appeared in the comedy film Disorderlies. They had earlier starred in the feature films Crush Groove in 1985 and Knights of the City in 1986. So they did a lot. They did a rap opera album in 1989, like on and on. So, you know, just got to do those salutations. I'm going in order of who I hear from. I have a special interview coming up probably in about 5 minutes. But before I go to that special interview and bring that person in, I'm going to that 216-609, 216-609. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Black House Sound, the founder, Joseph Motley Jr. I would just like to say to the people that's on the station right now, thank you if you came out to the 3 events that transpired in the last 2 weeks. I really thank you for supporting Black House Sound and supporting this Black History period. One thing about Black House Sound, if you listen to a lot of our music, you will notice that we really be on conscious rap all the time. Major Taps last night had a wonderful, phenomenal show, and he spoke about what Crazy Bone was talking about back in the 90s about law enforcement and some rich lawyers and some other rich people coming together, coming up with a plot to dummy down music, get rid of your Tupac Shakur's, get rid of your Commons, just get rid of conscious rap, period. And then we wonder why every song that we hear now for the last 2-3 years, and I mean the last 2-3 years, is all about sex. It's not even about killing no more. You know, back 7-9 years ago, or maybe 10, the whole story was, you know, that rap music, the only thing they talk about is selling drugs and killing. Well, they don't even talk about that. Listen to what they're saying. They talking about sex acts throughout the whole song.
Right.
I can't take that to a civil public place and be able to perform that. And I, you know, if it's young people that's making that music and you listening to what I'm saying and you thinking right now, I'm trying to hate on what you're doing. That is not what I'm doing. I'm just letting you know the truth is rich people, they plotted this out, and y'all living out their dreams. Every time a rapper like Future or NBA or whoever make a song, and a young person in our region, as in Cleveland, wherever you stay, act on what they hear, plus their emotion of what they going through, and they act on what they hear, they go to jail. The artists, some of them, they go to jail. It take a long time. Then some artists like 6ix9ine go to jail, get out, snitch on everybody, and he started working for people like that. It's a game. So last night, the show was so great because it was real information that was gave to young people. So the reason I said all that and said thank you to all the fans is because I noticed none of us can perform if y'all don't show up. So I thank you all for showing up to all the events. And just thank you all. If I got a Christmas present in 2021, it was people showing up to the shows. Also, real soon, we will be letting you know about a show that we will have at the museum in June. So keep that mindful. If you want to contact me from Black House Sound, the number is 6098847. I'm the founder of Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. And so if you have any children that rap, I don't care what they rapping, we trying to reach all the young people where they are. Once you start telling them what they can and can't do, they don't hear you. So I'm not going to take up no more time. I just wanted to be mindful for the older folks that saying, you know, that won't work, that won't work. I'm going to tell you how it do work, and then I'm going to go. The reason it worked is because when I met Al Porter some years ago, I was that young dude, kept rapping this way and that way and this way. And here's all these years later, and now I just rap majority of the time consciously. So when you think about that, if Al Porter would have said, you know, this dude, he too wild, he cussed too much, I really don't like his music, I'm too old for that, I probably would have stayed out there and stayed lost. So we cannot continue to say, well, I don't like the music, blah, 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 but these the same young people right down the street making bad choices. And the only thing that you had to say is, I'm watching you, young man, or I believe in you. And it could have made a big difference. I know it made one for me. That's all I wanted to say. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Thank you, supporters, for coming out. And we will not stop. Peace.
Peace. And with that being said, I'm going to go. Before I go to the 216-322, I'm just honored by that because for those who may have missed it, the Living Legends Appreciation on Facebook, to go along with what was just said, on February the 2nd of this year, the first person to receive a Living Legends Appreciation, which at least they gave it to me online, I thank the creator for allowing it to be. Congratulations, Alfred Porter Jr., for standing for justice, human rights, and the culture of hip-hop. We see you. I personally appreciate you and respect your efforts. God bless and protect you. And their disclaimer is, right before they gave one to Kermit Henderson, that you look at every thought as a day. Take that moment and consider who has influence, who taught you, inspired you, and you've witnessed their efforts in the community of the world. Take time to recognize those that have given themselves endlessly, that has presented something to the world that should be recognized, shared here with us. Don't wait until they're gone. It can be a close friend, family member, actor, singer, activist, teacher, doctor, etc. Living legends should be respected and recognized now while they're here for their great works and contributions to the world, particular industries, causes, and efforts. Thank you sincerely, Cyrus D. Adams. I'm going to go to the 216-322. 216-322, how are you?
I'm well, Mr. Porter. How are you?
I'm alive and doing phenomenal. Hey, to what do I owe this phone conversation?
I've been meaning to tune in for a while, and things just got away, and I decided to listen today, and I'm glad that I did. I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. We both know I can be long-winded, but I appreciate the comment made by Young Joseph, and that was very good because I am not a fan of rap music because I do not care for the explicit lyrics, and a lot of times I'm not sure what they're referring to because I do not speak the language of the young people. I'll just put that out there. Hopefully, you all can, talk about this later. I appreciate the rap that you put out. It's all conscious. It's all very timely. It is something that young people, old people, people of color, everyone needs to hear. My question and I guess a suggestion is, when a person speaks with young people, why is it a bad thing to encourage them to speak the King's English? Why is it a bad thing to encourage them to read? Why is it that they resist it so much and they point to their heroes and sheroes who are making money, the rappers, and that's what they tell us when we try to, we encourage them, we suggest things like your workshop, but they figure that, oh, no, that's the suckers and sellouts. And I think that's where we older people, as he said, people who are not familiar with the genre, I think that's something where we bump our heads at because it's not that we're discouraging you from, go after your talent. If that's what you're good at, I'll encourage you, and I have, but I want you to be aware that your appearance matters. Understanding that the words you say affect your job opportunities, that's your future. Learn how to read. There is a difference between two and two. Understand basic communication will get you far, and they don't want to hear it. I speak with young people often, not as much as usual, but that's a big disconnect for us. We want them to learn to, if that's rap, then rap. No, so, not so much profanity. Why do you have to speak explicitly about the young woman? And I think that that will go a long way because, you know, you and Brother Motley, you people listen to you, and that may be something that maybe you guys could work on and help us to encourage the young people and maybe some middle-aged people who feel that we sold out because we don't speak the colloquialisms of the streets. And that's really all I want to say. Thank you for all that you do, and thank Brother Motley. You all keep doing what you do. Just help us out as we try to help out the future. All right, and that's it. God bless.
God bless. That was a nice little 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox. And before I go to the phone caller on the 216-205, I can honestly say that looking at how I live my life and where I'm at now, in order for people like myself, I can't speak for Mr. Motley because I don't want to ever speak for somebody else and put words in their mouth, but for myself and reaching out to young people and other people, I ask people to at least pray for me before I get out there because it is not the easiest thing dealing with people whose minds may be made up that you sucker telling me how to do this, that, and other. So sometimes the reason I rap is rap to me is a hobby. It's a hobby. It causes me to feel better. But it's a teaching tool because by me getting up there and being able to give messages to uplift and do a few other things, that's me being an ambassador for hip-hop that I grew up in as industry and represent the fact that you can at least teach, narrate, tell a story of what's going on in your life and hope that it resonates and causes other people when they look at you and they say, man, he's good. They can aspire to want to be like a person like myself rather than the industry that was put together and being perpetuated. I do believe if you have a smartphone, last phone caller, you might want to go to that documentary that Brother Motley spoke about based on what was taught at yesterday's event, talking about Crazy Bone and Inside the Music Industry, where it was a conscious effort to push out conscious music and bring in others to help destroy the community. And it has worked, but I'm going to 216-205. 216-205, how are you doing out there?
What's going on?
Wait a minute. I know that voice. That voice sounds like, is that
Happy
me?
Black History Month.
Man, happy Black History Month. Before you say anything, because this is like a special interview, so I'll be spending a few minutes with you to talk. But before there was the Art McCoy radio show, which I took part in, and Art McCoy's radio show had been on for maybe a decade before I became producer of that show. But before the 10 years at Al Porter Band in the Streets, before the 8 years anniversary that I just celebrated with voiceatradio.com, one brother put me on the radio for the first time in my life to have my own show at WJMO 1490 radio. That brother is the same one who, kind of like the last caller who called in, this brother had to deal with a hot-headed brother in the labor business, and he set a lot of time up for me. And for those who don't know, I can tell it on myself. I was a hothead, cursed, yelled, didn't want to listen to authority, and the brother who's on the phone gave me a chance to at least work and learn the trades so that I would be able to provide for myself in the industry. Cyrus D. Adams, what's going on, man?
Man, why you gonna tell them people how old I am? You just made me sound old. I thought you liked me. How you doing, Mr. Porter? And you got a co-host, right?
What's that?
You got a co-host with you, right?
This evening, actually, we had some callers call in. The people who
okay,
are
no
the phone co-host? Line are definitely the co-host. No co-host.
Just you? You just there yourself?
I'm just here myself.
Wow, okay. Well, you know, Mr. Porter, it's good to see that you've continued on in your endeavors on the radio. And we actually were on WERE for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they switched things over to WJMO. And we did talk radio. Started out at the old radio station at, I think it was downtown on Superior first. And then they switched over to Radio 1. For a while, and that was on St. Clair for a while, and now they moved it to Carnegie, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, you know, that was a long time ago. That was about 2000 to 2003. Walked away from there with 20 shows, and yes, you were on one of them.
With that being said, 20 shows. You had the most shows under one company. That was historic. Nobody's touched that record since.
Black History Month, yeah, you know. Well, you know, I think Brother Earl Porter with Voice Radio is doing a great job in pioneering the digital world with, you know, the internet calls and things like that, the internet radio, the blog stuff, and we were AM, and a lot of people wasn't listening to AM from our maybe. To the people, because the radio AM was more for the informed listener. So, you know, I was just like, okay, you mean if I get this little donation, I can get on and say my thing, spend my music, and I just ran with it. Next thing you know, we set up shows with everything with Sister Aisha and the gentleman she had with Constitutional Law, Silver B. He was doing the kids and teens on the radio. We had Herman Allen with hair care, and oh man, it was just so many different experiences to actually bring a consortium of knowledge as well as music to the community. So there were shows on everything, and it was just great, man. I had fun. Actually, I still tag it as some of the best times of my life because I just had a great time helping everybody set their show up. And, you know, I called, you know, I actually appreciate you getting me on the show because I wanted to plug Black History Month. Mr. Porter, Black History Month. Tell these people, and that's enough about me. I just want to, you know, I just want to really talk about people's struggle. I want to talk about, for whatever time you give me, the moving forward, you know, because I'm down with the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you know, Marcus Garvey, Mandela. But I want to talk about, you know, the Oprah Winfrey's. I want to talk about the Carl Lewis's. I want to talk about the great things from every line of legend, Mike Tyson's great efforts as a boxer. You know, I want to talk about the future. I want to talk about the present living legends, you know, that's not passed away and buried, but actually give some type of homage to those who's making histories now and carving the pathways for a better future for African-American in America, as well as the entire human race. You know, humanity is a very important point never to forget. You know, just like the young lady before was talking about, you know, the consciousness and the awareness of music, you know, and what vibrations or what words you put out. You know, we usually talk about that in October with Positive Music Month. You know, it's very important to understand, you know, the path a person is on. You know, I always like to say, I would like to hear you tell me about how you lived and maybe how you escaped that dogma, but just don't leave me stuck on it, and that's all there is to it, you know, because if I go see, you know, a horror movie, a slasher movie, I go see a science fiction movie, I expect the creature to get out and eat people, but I expect somebody to get off the plane or the ship alive, you feel me?
Right.
So, you know, entertainment is entertainment, you know, but it can be in the wrong hands, especially little frail minds of children, babes who have not yet matured to separate fantasy from reality. They don't need to be hearing that. You know, they don't need to hear adult content, I call it, because adults can digest and decipher and discern. A child is very impressionable, and, you know, more censorship should be put on it. So you take it from there, because this is your show.
Oh, no, you don't. We've been advertising that you were going to be a part of this show because I want to go to the Facebook page of Living Legends Appreciation. It goes to some of what you just talked about. What caused you to want to definitely, I will say, start giving flowers, roses to those who are alive? Because I found it, a lot of people were just stunned at that. And they were looking around like, wow, that's saying something. Talk to us, please.
You know, over in Africa, it's a practice in some of the villages that the passing away of life is a celebration. And over here in America, we look at it as a, you know, a demise and time of mourning. And some of us is, you know, collectively just understanding that it's a way to show homage and say goodbye. But in essence, you know, we're trained, or we subconsciously, indirectly, we wait until a person is dead to appreciate them. We ignore, you know, you got some artists, I mean, I just don't get it. You got this master painter, can draw, whatever, whatever. Then when they die, everything is worth money. Does the painter no good? So I created Living Legends because, you know, we stand around here and we watch each other's efforts. We watch some people pour literally out their souls. And yes, even you, Mr. Porter, have given so much to society, standing on the front line. I mean, and even sometimes have received physical abuse for representing and standing up and being a voice for the public. I'm not about to do that. That's not what I do. But I get it. Somebody has to. You think about the abuses. You think about the torture. You think about the punishment they gave Dr. King. And Dr. King also took the ultimate sacrifice of even losing his life, paving a way of being able to instruct or put out there in the universe about the injustices that were at that time all-time high, despite whatever we feel still going on, and tried to show a way to unify people. And these type of things, you know, instead of waiting till somebody take another hurt or waiting till somebody leaves the earth, I feel that we need to get into the now. I think we need to get into the present day, you know, give the present now, give the acknowledgement now. You know, what about the historians that's making history now, the Serena Williams, you know, even from a local legend? You know, there's somebody rippling in your mind that you personally see that is not dead, and somebody needs to acknowledge that, because that's what it's about. It's about giving. It's about of gaining some type of success, gaining some type of knowledge, and giving it back. It's not about hoarding. It's not about you got yours, you got to figure out how you get yours. And the last thing I want to mention is, too, for all the great, successful people out here, just because you're great and you're successful, we cannot continue to belittle those who are still struggling in poverty and haven't figured it out. That's God's timing. You see what I'm saying? That's not for anybody to judge and exalt themselves as to when, why somebody ain't did it and you can't. Heck, you know, as slaves or whatever in bondage in America for some maybe 300-400 years, you know, I'm quite sure, you know, there was all types of things that people thought, you know, that even the African American was an animal and wasn't human and all types of things. But look at us now, shine, 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 baby. You know, hey, you can't jump like us or whatever. You know, it's just, you know, this race of people has fought back against even bondage. and you spread that a little bit further, I like to keep it universal. There's all types of races that have been in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop at the African American, because that's not true. And the African American has done a right now to position itself to, rather than just even worry about what's been done in the past, but we could think about what we can collectively do to still unify the dollar, you know, the new Black Wall Street, and unify the family. When families of all cultures are failing, especially in America, to actually take the paycheck and be conscious, you know, this is that economic piece, be conscious of who you spend your money with, who they supporting, you know, the silent boycott. We ain't got to brag and, you know, tell everybody, well, I'm just not spending my money with you right now, you know, because it's not benefiting me. You find out that a lot of times the Jewish community, you know, their dollar overturns in their community several times, and then the Black community, it doesn't overturn one time. So this will, you know, and this is what people like Malcolm X was preaching. Malcolm X was talking about, you know, get your own. Let's create our own. And I'm not even talking about leaving America, because I ain't going nowhere. I have no aspirations to go to Ghana. I'm not wearing them clothes. I like American clothes. You feel me? I like my American clothes. I mean, it is what it is. We was introduced to this culture. The blood and sweat of our efforts, we have helped create and build these great cities. I get it. I'm here. But I don't tend to bash the Caucasian or any other race in this country about what their forefathers did the rest of my life. This is present. What can I do now? Okay, you mean tell me you've given me the way to make some money, to have my own house, my own transportation. The next move is what? My own business, my own markets, you know, and it won't happen unless we get conscious of who we spending our money with, because who you spend your money with is who you create jobs for.
Truth.
So yeah, you know, you get me started, I'm gonna go.
Hey, a reason I'm letting you talk is because you're heading into, when you talk about your own business, which I was introduced to. Can you tell me a little bit about TempLabor.org?
TempLabor.org is a marketing and consulting organization, and I created that over 13 years ago because I never got it out of my blood from that radio station to help people create their own vision, their own entrepreneur endeavors, and take them to the next level. And me being a general contractor for off and on 30 years, a carpenter, currently a union carpenter, you know, I have to give my plugs out to the union. Oh, shout out, you know, Local 435, you know, Brotherhood. But when you're endeavoring in entrepreneurship, and I've taken, you know, what I've learned, and I basically started in the trades at 8 years old, and I was making $3 an hour. This contractor, late deceased Clifton Cook's Contracting, he pulled me up under his wing, let me work every Sunday, summer, and this $3 was everything to me, and he taught me a valuable lesson. He said, "You want something to eat?" I said, "Yeah, Cliff." And, boy, the McDonald's lunches was great. But then that Friday came, and he took that money out of my check. What a hard lesson. I had my tennis shoes picked out that I was going to buy. And when he took that money out of my check, my continence dropped. Ain't nothing in life free. He taught me that. You know, and to this day, I don't get welfare, I don't get food stamps. I filled out for Obamacare, they rejected me. I filled out for the stimulus loan, I didn't get that. I don't get much of anything for free. I get it. It's just was not going to happen. So what the temp labor thing is about is being an entrepreneur and knowing how to provide for yourself when I had that opportunity, when I ran into you those years that you worked, you know, you were one of the many people that, you know, came into that world of construction, and I try to make sure everybody learns something, you know, and we still plugging away. You know, we got episodes on YouTube. You type in Temp Labor TV, or you type in thelogtv.com. You'll see some of the episodes out there, and we are still to this day not only teaching construction, but helping people start businesses within their skill set, or pointing them on a career path to their desire, and really helping a lot of people figure out what they want to do. Because, see, energy should be constantly moving. You know, the late Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, he had this great speech I would listen to. It says, by anything, just keep it moving. You know, so you go, you beat that school books up, you get that college degree, and, you know, if you go into a career path with a job, you keep it moving. You keep growing. You know, you choose to start a trade or start a business. You know, you got to get the knowledge. You know, sometimes we point people to SCORE. We point people to the Urban League. We point people to whatever source, whatever institution, whatever. You know, I point many people to the union, you know, to try to get into the trades.
Right.
And, hey, doctor, you ain't got to be up under me. You go to the union, make top dollar what you think you're worth, and but this is what they're going to expect from you. And that's what I do on my job sites. You know, I had one guy tell me, this ain't a real job. I said, well, can I pay you Monopoly money? You see? And since it ain't a real job, I shouldn't have to pay you real money. And you know, I'm you know, I'm on the workers about, why are you on the job at 9:01? 9:01 is late. Well, and they want to say it. They all want to say it. This ain't a real job. And I'd be like, don't you dare. So, you know, we have to learn as entrepreneurs the same work ethics to run our business. We have to learn how to understand that that's the same ethic to survive in corporate America. I'm an advocate for both. You know, I would never tell somebody, once you quit your good paying job to run your own business, that's a personal decision. That's just like whoever faith, you know, that's a faith decision. You know, what church you go to, what religion you choose, your sexual preference, some of these things are personal. I don't get into all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to even get into whether you should pray to God about it. God gave us enough sense to make decisions on our own. That's the reason why He are God. We are God because we have the ability to choose, and we have the ability to create. And a lot of times people create excuses, and they build walls and walls and walls of obstacles based on illusions that they feel and believe that really don't truly exist, like being black. Because I'm black does not exempt me from anything. When Obama ran and won president, I looked at myself and said, now what am I going to do? What am I doing? Because in our lifetime, we didn't think that was possible, did we, Mr. Porter?
I know I did not. No.
Okay. And I campaigned. I did a little Obama vote, did a video, you know, did a little rap song when he ran the second time. But at the same token, you know, one of the living legends, Bill Richards, Silver B, he,
mm-hmm.
you know, used to, you know, talk that, be positive and vote, and oh my God, it's stuck. You know, so I've learned to, you know, with the temp labor, to always be in tune to people that are striving, you know, to get up under get from under the slavery chain, because the slavery chain right now is mostly economical, whether people believe it or not. Yes, we have problems with police brutality, profiling, you know, but whatever color a demon chooses to be, or whatever organization he chooses to operate, whether it be police, ISIS, whether it be KKK, negativity is negativity. You ain't fooling me.
Right.
I know the source of it. The source of it is ignorance and hate. And sometimes, I'll be honest, I can't walk down the hood no more like I did when I was a kid because my own people are not going to let me come home.
That's true.
So that's why, that's who I reach out to. I reach out to my people. I reach out to my race. I'm not afraid of another race. I'm not afraid of that situation. But I know to prepare for it. I understand what my people have endured. But that, you know, you got to catch us slipping to get away with that now. This
right.
thing is about money. This thing is about having your power, some type of financial freedom, and this thing is about sharing the wealth. This thing is about wealth building. Pick your team and work it. I consider you part of my team, Mr. Porter.
I appreciate being part of your team because you go back to maybe not just the last phone caller, but other people in general who talk about entertainment being a vehicle to reach people with a positive message. And can you tell me more about October and why that's very important to you and certain things that you do to at least offshoot that month?
You know, once again, the roots of Africa, Black History Month, you'll find out that, well, you might have heard that the African drum is a very powerful tool for our race, our culture. And that drum, it vibrates. That whole concept of music is a vibration that's able to reach the soul. Now, you take a vibration as strong as the music itself and you add it to the words that are assembled from the consciousness of the individual to tell a story. Now, that can charge you up and it can also drain you down. You'll find out that many scientists and many music producers understand the frequencies that are programmed in the music and strung from the instruments can trigger certain emotions and stroke certain responses. The difference between rock, heavy metal, rap, these different frequencies can use to heighten aggression or even heighten joy. So let's just say I just lost my woman and my heart is broken. I'm not about to listen to Helvin Melvin in the Blue Notes right then.
There you go.
Oh, no. You have to understand because that could push you from already feeling sad and bad further down with the words along with the music that stroke or actually perpetuates that sadness and the message that singer was singing in that song. It all is related. The message and the music are related, and it has a place to either give you a charge or take a charge away. So you have to be careful what you digest in the form of music. Now, I like to understand that, okay, since this is a powerful tool, I'm going to go, if I'm feeling bad and sad, I'm going to listen to Be Happy or that one guy, well, I don't know his name. He'd be like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I mean, whatever it takes to pick me up, I'll do that in my music. I'll do that with my music. I mean, my movies. I'll do that with the type of books I might read. But when I digest information, especially with the vocal sounds of music behind it, I do it for a purpose, and I do it within the guidelines of my emotions and timing because I'm constantly trying to push myself up with these messages, up. Sometimes when people are sad and whatever, you don't need to be entertained with a song. You need to listen to some motivational speeches. You need to listen to some Les Brown. You need to listen to some testimonies from some people that struggled and made it through their struggle, like maybe Steve Harvey and how he was homely, Will Smith, you know, different people, you know, that have a sense or a perception of success and can share with you some of their coping techniques. Because that's what a lot of people don't realize. They're lacking coping techniques. Everybody out here have at some point suffered depression, some type of downtrodden situation and have had to deal with struggle. No one should be exempt, that I think. And if they are, or if they say they are, I think they're lying. And if they say they are and it's true, get ready because it's coming. That's life. Now, when you're dealing with life, life is a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. I believe in an unbalanced life. Put more good in it. Listen to positive music. Listen to motivational speeches. Listen to the gospel. Listen to the doctrines of successful people. Manly Hall, Marcus Garvey. Listen to speeches. Listen to the speeches with the music behind them. But whatever you do, keep pushing your soul, your mind, and your consciousness upward so that you can live a joyful and fulfilling life. Because that's the power we have to create it. Now, of course, darts might be thrown, but that don't mean we have to bow down eternally for them or for the rest of our life because of a dart. Yeah, you can knock me down, but if I'm alive, I'm getting back up.
I appreciate everything that you've said so far. And I want to add to that, how can people reach out to you, follow your movement, join the movement, support the movement? Just how can we?
You know, that that internet is a very powerful tool. I have this page now called Cyrus D. Power Group Records, and I have 4,000 DJ friends. And they're all over the country. And I was like, nah, I couldn't have pulled this off with my telephone. I couldn't even pull this off with the letters from the mail. So I respect this internet tool. So I have on YouTube a page called thelawtv.com. And it's with a burgundy emblem. Because, yes, my name has been stolen by several companies. The only people that actually ever shared it was actually a boat company in California. I did the research. I filed for my own trademark or whatever. The government didn't accept it. Yeah, put it out there. They ain't giving me my money back either. That's cool. And if you could subscribe to that channel, you'll see the Temp Labor TV show. We're working on our fourth episode. We film tomorrow. I'm just so happy and ecstatic for all the people coming. Hint. And we touch on how some people are artists that are striving to get their careers on and make a little money while they building some backup skills. And, you know, we got shows that we've done from spit boxing with Suave Gotti to shows we've done the Cleveland Rhyme and Rhythm and Stage is Gold. And I look to work with other producers to even help get their things out there. I've created, you know, on YouTube, the We Are Cleveland Movement playlist, where you can find all the legends that I could collect. Romy Rome, got the old Johnny O song, got LaVert songs, I got Machine Gun Kelly. I've collected everything that Cleveland's been doing, and I call it We Are Cleveland, and that's on my YouTube page. So, you know, thelawtv.com on YouTube, you know, you can get more of my information on Cyrus D at Facebook, Cyrus D Adams, and some new pages is Cyrus D Power Group Records. And also on Facebook, Temp Labor Mr. Adams is where I usually share all my construction endeavors and the greatest contractors I could find in trades after dealing with this business for 40 years. I know who does it and does it right and don't talk a good game, but actually can back it up. I know the guys with the work ethic. You know, somebody was talking to me today. They were saying, my boat on my battery is just frozen. I can't get it off. I said, well, I know a mechanic that'll come to you. Oh, man, thanks. Gave him a number. You know, I deal with this information hub. I deal with the people that solve problems because it makes a greater and more manageable life when you have unity and when you have a operation of people to touch in your life that operate in a village mentality where we look out for each other. We don't watch each other starve. We don't watch a man beat a woman. We don't watch a child or children fight each other. We stop it. We intercede. Word. You know what I'm saying? If I see you doing something too ill, I'm calling the police on you. Oh, I'm a snitch now. Whatever. I might have just saved a life. You know, you know, we have to learn how to look out for each other's interests. We have to learn how to protect our women, protect our children, protect ourselves, protect our culture, protect our people, protect human life. We have to learn how to build, keep creating. Anybody on destruction can hit the highway in my life, you know, just bounce because I ain't on it. Because these little hair's breadth of 70, 80, 90, 100 years, that's it. I'm going to be old at some point with grandchildren. I'm going to be sitting in that wheelchair laughing. They can be like, what's wrong with you, Grandpa? Why are you laughing? And I'm going to be like, I got it in. I spent my dime. You don't want to know all the stuff I did, and I'm just laughing at what I did back in 2020. Well, I was laughing, and when I was on February, I was on the Al Porter show, and the man in the hood, and we was talking, and I was telling him, we're going to get old, and we're going to be like, well, we got it in, didn't we, Al?
Yes, indeed.
And that's how you got to do. You got to plan this thing. You got to use this life. This life is a tool. It's an experience, and you got to make it great.
I appreciate
can't wait
the
on
conversation.
People.
Want to know why?
Why is that?
There's only one person in my family that I've been able to consistently throughout the years call my brother, and that is Cyrus D. Adams. And I appreciate you calling into the show. You know, the past 3 weeks have been phenomenal. We've had two mayoral candidates. We've had a congressional district candidate call in this week. I could say that it's an honor to have at least allotted special time for a person who is one of the most, I will say, realist mentors out there that I've met. And I'm honored to at least have had you take the time to work with a knucklehead like myself and give me guidance and wisdom. And before we leave out, isn't there something we should tell people about laughing at the truth?
You know, I say that music thing for every October, but that's on YouTube as well. Just type it in. Laughing at the truth, Cyrus D, that'll pop up. You know, my little basically really life story, real short and blunt. I can't hide the fact that I'm an artist. It is what it is. I went to the Cleveland School of Arts, and it's just in my blood. I'm a little jealous, though. You in the studio so much, Al. I'm just so envious of you right now. You just walking around doing videos and doing your thing with HL, whatever. What is it? H what?
HJS. Yes.
Doing his thing. Your brothers are shining. I swear y'all having so much fun. But I'm stuck swinging that hammer. You know, I think I'm the Black Thor now. And I'm making progress. So, you know, as long as I'm making progress and money, I don't complain. And
that's right.
You know, that you know, I would like to do more music someday, but in the end of the day, I'm a contractor. I fix
right.
stuff. I solve problems. As Hamp Reed taught me, General GC contractor I worked for in my 20s, gave me my first opportunity to do commercial work.
Okay.
He said, son, we was working in Addy. He said, son, what's a contractor? He had that funny voice. I said, a contractor is a person that fix stuff and fix things. He said, no, a contractor is a person that solves problems. So that's what I do. You know, whatever thrown at me. problem with your car, problem. I ain't going to fix no problems in your marriage. I'm not getting that personal with you, okay? I'm going to tell y'all to pray. Both of y'all go to church. Family that prays together stays together, okay? But in the end of the day, you know, I try to be a resource hub for getting these issues done through construction or finding the careers. And, yes, I do love music, and I'm still, you know, at heart an MC like you, brother. And thank you for the compliments. And, yes, it's an honor to be able to call you brother, because I call very few people my brother. And I know Mama Porter know. I tell her I'm your other son, and I mean that.
Hey, she appreciated talking to you just a couple of days ago. And with that being said, we appreciate the conversation. And I like that. Black Thor, the problem solver. I will talk to you soon, brother.
Great. Be blessed. Happy Black History Month.
Yes, indeed. Happy Black History Month. I know some people would say, hey, happy People of Color History Month. But right now, we will stick with that theme. I appreciate this. It's been an uplifting program. Look for the replay. There are so many hashtags. I don't know if I'll be able to get it in, but I'll do my very best. Stay blessed. Stay favored. Hey, I don't even have to leave with a song. I don't have to. With that being said, thank you very much. Please look out for each other, and I look forward to seeing you. Hey, if you see me coming through first, definitely just give a nod, look out for me, and I'll do the best thing that I can to make sure I do the same thing for you. Peace.